IL Cafe, we have you covered.
Welcome to IL Cafe. This is Sheetal, and yes, it is a subject that I have some personal experience in having dealt with, international travel insurance. Now, this is really important because I hope you're not one of those people who's ever known anyone who has figured that, oh my God, I should have not taken this insurance only, because that, my dear friends, happens to a lot of people when they go traveling with the best of intention, with the idea of having a fabulous time with their friends and family, and then find themselves in a dire situation with no insurance. And this is something then that's too late to fix. You plan every detail. Itinerary is like every minute of every hour is like sorted out. But this one thing you haven't done. You don't want to really mean it. You don't want to be in this position. I've been there and done that. I'm super delighted, therefore, to be talking about a subject that all of us should be focusing on, seeing as we are like traveling a lot nowadays, right? After the pandemic, we just decided, boss, have to do something, have to tick off all those places and destinations in our wish list. So yes, the person who's going to be joining us today is someone who's been with the organization. In fact, was a key player in launching the travel insurance side of things in ICICI Lombard way back in 2003, so a long time. His name is Pankaj Srivastav, and he is the head of Motor Broking, Affinity ART Travel Agency. Thank you so much, Pankaj, and welcome to IL Cafe.
Thank you, Sheetal, and thanks for having me. Absolutely, as you said correctly, people sometimes take it very lightly. You need to understand travel is like a safety net for a person who's traveling abroad, and you can have a huge peace of mind once you have a travel insurance with you. It is not only the medical issues which you deal with when you are abroad out of India. It's exorbitant, very, very high for a small thing which goes around, let's say, around 10,000 or 20,000, that can cost you millions abroad. So it's a safety net, and absolutely you can have peace of mind. And not only medical, you have hundreds of other benefits like your baggage loss, your baggage delay, your trip cancellation, your trip delay, and X number of features over there. Absolutely, I'll say it's advisable. Whenever you're planning travel, as you talk about doing a ticketing in a proper time, a hotel, it's absolutely, my take is absolutely mandatory, if not by the government, to take this kind of travel insurance with you.
Yeah, really, you know, when you book tickets, sometimes you see that option over there and yet you gloss over it, right? And you don't realize this till you come to that point of an eventuality. Now, the safety net aspect of things, right? I want you to dwell a little bit, Pankaj, on that subject, because people say that, you know, they only imagine the best out of the best outcome of a planned holiday or a planned trip somewhere. They don't really think of it as a safety net. They think of it as an expense. So please help us understand and, you know, clarify that it is not really an expense, it is like a peace of mind that you're investing in.
So I'll tell you, it's I think it is kind of an investment. I mean, maybe if you're somebody planning a trip, he has a good amount of budget. I'm not saying a super amount of budget, but it won't be beyond a 1% or 2% of an entire cost. Good. Another thing, anybody ranging from 0 years of a newborn baby to 85 years of a person, he can take a travel insurance plan without any kind of medical examination here. And once you take this thing, you know, if anything happens, whether it is a baggage delay, as I said, the baggage has not arrived, or it's anything, loss of belongings, or if something goes haywire, all kinds of features available in this travel insurance. In fact, the biggest would be the medical evacuation, which I am pretty sure you would be dwelling into this later on.
Fantastic. So before we come to that point, right, Pankaj, I want to understand a little bit about ICICI Lombard's travel insurance product. You know, could you tell us a little bit about the benefits? You explained some of the typical benefits of or why you get peace of mind when you buy travel insurance, but specifically with respect to the ICICI Lombard product, would be great to understand.
Excellent question, Sheetal. So there are huge features available. Just to talk about few, let's say about a personal accident. Anything happens to you or anything happens to a third party, you're liable to pay a huge amount of fine over there. That's taken care by the ICICI Lombard policy. Another feature would be like a dental insurance. Wherever you are traveling, anything might happen to you. These all are the cover third party claims. And the most important feature would be medical evacuation. And if you have reached a place where there is no evacuation, there is no anything available to you to go from one place to another place, and there the ICICI Lombard policy's features come in like a medical evacuation. But there are a lot of benefits in the ICICI Lombard policies.
Now, unexpected events, right? One hears a lot about these unexpected events. That's a phrase that we encounter a lot when it comes to, getting travel insurance. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what this really means when you use or see a phrase like that in an insurance document.
So, if you're traveling, there are people who travel to, let's say, Europe, Middle East, to US. People refer to when they're going to Middle East, they say it might not be so expensive. So, generally, people don't tend to buy a policy. People traveling to Europe, a fracture can cost you around $1 million in Indian rupees. It is so expensive. And once you have taken this policy, you are covered for each and everything over there. It's absolutely cashless. You just need to go to the hospital, show the policy, give them the policy number, and rest the doctors will do. They will not even bother you. They will not even ask you for anything. You can just go and come clean out.
You know, I hear you loud and clear, and I opened this particular, you know, podcast with a personal example, saying that I've been there and done that, and you mentioned a fracture. My father had a fracture, and following the fracture, he had a stroke, and it was unbelievable because I think the bill was about upwards of $250,000 or $300,000. That is really what you can get, confronted with when you are on a very innocuous holiday to spend time with family and friends. So you're absolutely right about the fact that some of these numbers, we don't realize it can have a high impact. I want to ask you one more question about the duration. Most people think, acha, only 1 week, I'm going only for 15 days. You know, what's going to happen in that smaller time frame? There are senior citizens who travel for a longer period of time to certain kinds of countries where the visa availability is for a longer period. So you want to stay the maximum, especially if you're visiting your family, right? So tell us a little bit about the duration and what's ideal. Is it like I don't need travel insurance if I'm only traveling for 3-4 days or 4-5 days?
Good question, Shital. The thing is, there are various plans. So let's say if a person who's traveling once a year, he doesn't want to travel multi locations, or he doesn't travel multi times in a year, he can go for a single policy which starts from 7 days to 180 days. So if a person going in the US specifically for her daughter's pregnancy or something for that, so you have a policy till 180 days. There are also plans which are called as multi-trip, where you can travel as many times you want to with a maximum duration of 45 days. And also student plans, where there are students who go out of India to travel to study. They are there for 1 year, 2 years. We have the policies covered for 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years also.
No, thank you for telling us about those different options. Now, here's the thing about budgets, right? Everyone travels these days. I think travel has just become one of these things that's become more accessible for a variety of reasons. But still, there is a budget. All of us have a budget, and sometimes it's a tight budget. What would your pointers be when, what would you say to someone who's saying, oh, but I have a tight budget for my travel this year? What would you tell them?
I think, I don't know people how much they are aware of and what cover they are looking at, but going for a vanilla kind of a product, as I said, it would not even cost you 1% or 2% of your entire traveling cost.
Right.
And if somebody who is looking for a huge amount of variety, where looking at a cover of $1 million with all features, I think it would not even go more than 2.5-3%. I think it's absolutely safe, and you have a huge peace of mind. A person taking the entire coupe in terms of the product, and if something happens, if by any chance, by any misunderstanding, accident, if he let's say is not able to catch the flight, because of the delay or about the trip cancellation, because you have missed it, the entire thing is covered under this gamut. So I am saying somebody paying 1-2% of the entire traveling cost, which is not as much as we are talking about, and you have a total peace of mind where you don't need to think about these kind of circumstances which can happen in a foreign land.
Absolutely, peace of mind, and that too, you don't want to be lumped at the end of it all with financial hardship that takes you years to recover from, right? The impact of some of these events, unexpected events, can be, they're not here and now, they're not momentary, they can have a long-term effect on all your plans for your life, if it's a big number that's involved, and if it's a medical kind of an emergency. Of course, the trip delays and those kind of things are a different kettle of fish altogether. Now, any pointers for someone who's planning an international trip, final pointers, and is wondering whether they need travel insurance? How would you just summarize the 5 or 10 minute conversation we've had so far, Pankaj, for all of these folks?
Absolutely. So as I said, there are many countries today. If you if you heard about Schengen visa, these consulates would not even give you a visa unless and until you have a travel insurance with you. Right. Because they don't want people coming over there between their trips, they are burdened with this kind of expensive things. I am saying with a small amount of this thing, you can have a full peace of mind. People who travel to foreign are going for a fun, they are going to have joy. And if with every time behind your mind that if something happens, like just for example, somebody going to Switzerland or to a ice country, and you're thinking about an adventure sport and anything happens to you, you will not participate into that, or you will be not, I think, enjoy full-heartedly. So I think as you plan about your hotels, as you plan about your passes, as you think about where you want to go, what you want to do, because every other month or maybe every other year you won't be traveling to a foreign land, I think it is absolutely appropriate or mandatory, I think, for a peace of mind per se, that you take such kind of insurance.
Absolutely, you know, peace of mind is important, and you brought up the Switzerland, examples. I'm thinking over here, you know, people want to be doing a Yash Chopra type of a scene over there, you know, wearing chiffon sari, doing Tere Mere Hoto Pe Geet Midwa, Rishi Kapoor ke colorful sweaters pehenke, all these photo ops are there. Why don't you just enjoy that instead of worrying about, my God, you know, what happens if I don't have travel insurance? Important point to have clarified, you know, I made a mental note of all these things, and I was like, oh my God, if Pankaj goes away from here, then I can't ask him this question. So it's been that kind of a conversation where the mind is like full on, questions are happening and you're giving me all the answers and I'm still thinking kuch reh to nahi gaya. So anyway, I think we've done a great capture of all the essentials when it comes to travel insurance, especially in the international context of things, and all thanks to you, Pankaj. And one last question, out of syllabus totally, what's on your travel wish list, maybe two destinations that you have always wanted to visit?
I love traveling personally as well. I have to travel a lot in terms of official this thing. So in last 3 months I have traveled to 5 countries from my company side, except Australia. I have covered the entire. So the next thing is only the Australia. But the best place which I enjoyed in my was Norway.
Did you manage to catch the Northern Lights?
Little bit.
Oh, okay.
The day we went to there, it was raining the entire day, but we were able to manage only for 4 to 5 minutes.
But I think those 4 to 5 minutes might have been just spectacular, right? This is like on a lot of people's bucket list of things to do. Like, I will go to Norway or the Scandinavian countries and watch the Northern Lights and come back. So lucky you had a chance, and lucky for us that you were here to tell us all about travel insurance today. Here's wishing you many more happy travels and safe travels going forward as well, Pankaj.
Thank you, Shital. Nice talking to you, and thanks for having me here again. Have a great day.
You too.